Niall, do you know what the best thing about the state fair is?
Do tell.
Fried candy bars, my two favorite treats rolled in one. And doesn't it just boggle your mind how they manage to fry chocolate without making a terrible gooey mess? Fried candy bars must be made by magic, I tell you.
If you consider chemistry magic, then yes, fried candy bars are products of magic. But if you know a little bit of chemistry, how the strange treat is made isn't exactly mind-boggling. Chocolate's melting point, like anything else, is determined by its chemical ingredients. Composed of about 30% fat, most chocolate bars begin to melt at just a little below body temperature, about 86 degrees Fahrenheit.
Surely the oil in the fryer is a lot hotter than our bodies.
I was getting there. Yes, the oil is indeed significantly hotter than our body temperature. But here's the trick. First, the bars are refrigerated so that they take a little longer to reach their melting point when they come into contact with the hot oil. Then there's the batter, composed of flour, water, eggs, and sugar. The individual proteins in the batter come apart in the heat, and then they rapidly link up together to form a protective coating around the chocolate.
I see, so by the time the chocolate starts melting, it's safely contained within its fried coating. Then the fried candy bar is removed from the oil to cool, the chocolate solidifies again, and you have yourself a delicious treat.
What's mind-boggling about it are the calories.
Who asked you?
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Alice Fly in Applied Health Science. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.